Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have a very timely guest today. Nate Papura is my guest today on the program. He's a Medicare consumer specialist, and the company that he works for is a specialty company in the area of working with Medicare plans, the supplemental plans, and also health insurance. So, Nate, welcome to the program.
Hey, David, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's my pleasure. I know I didn't do the best job there kind of introducing. Let me let you finish kind of that abbreviated introduction of your companies, because there's two distinct areas that I want to get into. So tell my listeners a little bit more about what you guys do and what you're about and how they can take advantage of your services.
Yeah, so I work for eHealth, and our primary, you know, we've been in business for about 15 years. We're a publicly traded company. And our main business is we run a website called ehealthinsurance.com. It's kind of like an Amazon.com for health insurance, or like a Travelocity. You go there, all the plans that you can buy in the individual market, so that's if your employer doesn't give you health insurance, you have to go buy it on your own. We have all the plans there, and we're licensed in all 50 states as a broker. We have 180 insurance companies on the platform, all the name brands that you know. You know, Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, et cetera. And then we have four call centers based here in the United States with licensed agents. So if you need to call and speak to someone, you can do that. But we do complete everything online. So you can apply for a plan, enroll, do all that over the Internet. So that's the business we've been in for about 15 years, this individual and family space. We were really the first company to do that before there was a lot of there was not a lot of transparency. In fact, our founder is a gentleman named Vip Patel, who was a Stanford Business School graduate who graduated from college, didn't have health insurance from Stanford anymore, didn't have health insurance from a job, and got sick. And when he went to the hospital and I told him how much it would cost, he just went home and wrote it out and really thought he was going to die. And so he gave him this idea that, you know, the Internet could really be a place where we could help people go find those these kind of insurance products in the individual market. So that's the history of eHealth. And then about 3.5, almost 4 years ago now, we bought a fantastic company out of Massachusetts called PlanPrescriber.com. And this is a group of people who were really focused on doing what we were doing in the Medicare space. If you've ever tried to pick or compare Medicare plans, you know it's extremely complex, really challenging. So they built a great internet tool website that lets you compare all the plans, the specific prescription drugs, things like that online. And, you know, so from a company philosophy standpoint, we're really just trying to give people transparency. Here's all the plans that are available. Compare them side to side. Find the one that, you know, that works best for you. And then follow that up with great call center support. And so that's who we are, and we have these two websites. And so that's a pretty long description. So.
No, that's good. That's good. Actually, you put it very well in a nutshell, because that's what struck me about having you on the program. And when I heard about what you guys are doing, I wanted to have you on, because both of these are important areas for not only, you know, listeners and consumers out there, but I'm working on this in working with clients myself, Nate. So this is a big help, because one of the questions that comes up very often is for those that are already retired and who are on Medicare, they might say, well, I'm not sure what plan I should be using, and it's confusing. So the planprescriber.com website would be very helpful. And I have to confess, I've already been to the website, and I've already kind of been around, and it's really cool, because what the person can do is go onto the website and they can put in their current plan and then see if there's a plan, lets them compare that plan to another plan, either to save money, get better benefits, fill in a gap that they may have in their coverage. So that's very powerful. And I think that that's very helpful for people to be able to sort these things out, because one of the most difficult things, and you spoke about transparency earlier, one of the most difficult things for consumers to do is to cut through and get to the real heart or the real core thing that needs to be compared, and then to make an intelligent decision.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's, you know, people will call in from time to time, and you know, they'll say things like, you know, just tell me what plan to pick, or we hear this from our agents all the time. And we really encourage people, regardless of where you go, it's just good to go look at what's there. and have a sense of what's out there, whether you call us or really call somebody else, because you just want to be armed with information. You know, agents are good. They're good people, and they're there to help. But, you know, I think people tend to feel more confident when they're shopping with anyone if you kind of know. It's like going to buy a car. Most people don't buy a car over the Internet, but you'll probably look at prices in different places before you just drive up to a dealership and say, I want the red one. So I think the ability to go online and look at everything is really important.
It's very helpful. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Nate Purpura. He is with eHealth, and he is going to give us a good rundown on both the Medicare and the annual enrollment period, which we're going to get to in just a minute. And I asked Nate if we could do this. I have a real-life client I'm working with right now, and we're trying to figure out when they're going to retire. And one of the big questions for them is how we get the health insurance or continue to have health insurance coverage before they're eligible for 65. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Nate Purpura. He is a Medicare consumer specialist with eHealth, and the website is planprescriber.com to go in and look at the different Medicare supplemental plans to see if you can save money or get better benefits. It's the annual enrollment period right now. And then the other website they have is ehealthinsurance.com, which lets you look at individual and family health insurance, individual health insurance, if you're not able to get it through work or you're looking at making the transition that I mentioned to Nate. Nate, if it's okay, let's do this real quick. Let's talk about this client I'm working with right now, and we're looking at when they're going to retire. Let's talk about that a little bit, and then we'll come back to the Medicare, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, good. Well, I've already, as I said before, been to the website. I went to the ehealthinsurance.com website. I've already put in their ages, their gender, and whether they smoke or not. I've indicated that their zip code, their Volusia County resident, which is our local county. And I hit that, and in a matter of seconds, the eHealth Insurance website popped up and gave me 66 plans that are available to them. And for both of them, the coverage ranges from $316 a month all the way up. Let me see if I got the highest price one here, but it goes up to maybe $1,000 or so a month. So depending on how rich of a plan they want, they can get that just by going to your site.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. And what you tend to find is that with a lower cost premium plan, you know, something in the $300 range, and that's, I'm just looking at one of our reports that we do every year on the average premiums in the individual market. You know, $333 is about the average monthly premium for an individual in that age range, that 55 to 64, you know, baby boomer getting close to retirement. So that's the average of what one person is paying, and, you know, they're skewed in either direction. But typically what you find is with a lower premium, you're going to get a higher deductible.
Sure, sure.
Some higher copays and things like that. And then, you know, as you, so you kind of make those decisions based on your risk tolerance, I guess. If you, if you're pretty healthy, you got some money in the bank and you're not concerned about, you know, a $5,000 deductible. If you get sick, then that's you can save a lot of money that each month. But if you're, you know, if you really don't want to have any out of pocket, then, you know, you're going to move up towards those more expensive plans.
Well, Nate, you're talking my language. I mean, so from a financial planner standpoint, what I can do now in talking with this client is say, okay, let's look at your range of costs that you want to look at, because they have coverage now, but they're looking to retire before they're going to be eligible for Medicare at 65. And so we may have a 3 to 5 year period where they need to have health insurance. And I went to the bottom of the list, just so you know. So we're looking at a premium for both of them, Nate, using your website, the ehealthinsurance.com, is between $300 or so up to as much as $1,700 for the, you know, for the Mercedes-Benz of the plans. So depending on the client situation, we can sit down and say, okay, do we have cash in the bank? Yes. We've got enough money on hand to take care of a deductible. Then we really just need, what's the purpose? Well, the real purpose is just to have the insurance for the next few years, just in case something happens so it doesn't wreck their whole financial plan.
Yeah. And, you know, there are other ways to combat against that, too. I mean, you can get really creative. You can look at, is one person healthier than the other?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and you can maybe, instead of buying them a group, a family plan, you can buy them an individual plan. The other thing they might want to look at, depending on their income level, you know, we used to not really recommend short-term insurance for someone if you didn't know you were going to have guaranteed coverage in 6 to 12 months, because those short-term insurance products are not guaranteed to be renewable.
Right.
But, you know, with the Affordable Care Act kicking in next year and everything's guaranteed, which means you can't, you know, guaranteed issue, which means you can't be declined, they might want to look at short-term insurance. Those policies, are, if they really just want catastrophic coverage with some basic preventive benefits, you know, those plans are in the $60 to $70 range on average. So you might be, you're going to be higher than that for an individual.
Is this something that we can do on the website as well?
This is something you can do on the website as well, yeah.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, we can go right in there. I mean, there's so many things on this website that we won't have. We'll have to have you come back on another show, Nate, and talk about. But, I mean, you've got everything from health insurance to vision, travel, accident, critical illness, life insurance, dental. I mean, it's quite a list. But the other thing I know that somebody's going to ask, because you mentioned the guaranteed issue or guarantee insurability, as things stand right now, we look at these policies. Let's just say, for example, we pick United Health, One, or Cigna, or Aetna, or one of these other companies, or even an AARP-approved plan. Is there underwriting that goes on with the plan?
Yes. Today in the individual market, in most states, there are seven states where this is not the case, but in most states, individual insurance is not guaranteed issue. So that means that you can be declined.
So okay. So before they quit their job, they make sure they can get coverage.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that right off the top. Yeah,
that's okay.
You really need to make sure that you qualify and apply before you drop the coverage that you have, unless you live in, it's mostly the New England states, the New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, obviously, well, with the Romney Care and things like that.
Yeah, we're on the World Wide Web, but most of our listeners are right here in Florida. So in Florida, the person does need to be approved. This is a medically underwritten policy for individual health insurance. So they do need to be approved before they know what it's going to cost and if there might be a rating, if they smoke, for example, or if they have other health issues that they may have that might cause the premium to be higher?
Yeah, the two big ones are smoking and body mass index. Those mm-hmm. two big ones, if you're a smoker, if you're heavier, you're going to get rated up for those.
But you can indicate, just so people know, on the ehealthinsurance.com website, you can indicate that you're a smoker and the rate can be reflected.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't count for, of course, the actual health component where they might say, well, and so when we say underwritten, that means that they may have to have the company that they, when they, because they can apply online and then say, for example, it's Aetna, Aetna will send them information they have to provide and that may include information from their doctor.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I will say too, and this is where having our licensed agents is really great, and being licensed in all 50 states is great, is that if you do have a pre-existing condition, this actually happened with my brother. He was looking for a policy on the individual market for him and his family, and he's had back surgeries and back problems. And so he found a plan that he liked, and he was going to apply for that. And I said, you know what, you should really call this gentleman, Amir, one of the guys in our call center,
good,
and talk to him, because some insurance companies may be less likely to underwrite you with a back problem. And so that's what he did, and Amir directed him towards a couple carriers that he thought would be more likely to approve him. And I think what he actually did was mix and match him. We put him on one policy and put the family on a different one, just because it made sense from a cost standpoint. So, you know, you hear a lot about, you know, people getting declined and all this kind of thing, but you shouldn't take no for an answer. And if you have something that you're concerned about, really do talk to an expert who's looking at a lot of different plans and helping a lot of people enroll, because they'll say, you know, this month Kaiser takes people with asthma, and next month they don't, or, you know, that kind of thing. They can give you that kind of perspective to help you get into a plan when something like that pops up.
Very good. Our guest today is Nate Papura. He is a Medicare consumer specialist with eHealth, and we are going to get to Medicare right after this quick break. We've got a lot to cover in a short time to get there, but stay tuned and we'll get to it.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Nate Papura is my guest. He's a Medicare consumer specialist with eHealth. And before the break, we were talking about regular individual family medical insurance, ehealthinsurance.com. There's a ton of information there. You can go right online and do some research. Now we need to turn our attention to what is happening right now, which is Medicare annual enrollment period. And this is for the supplemental plans that people can get information about, Nate, at planprescriber.com.
That's correct, yeah. You know, Medicare's annual enrollment period, just so folks know, the date changed for that last year. It used to start in November and go through the end of the year, through January, through basically December 31st. Last year, they moved it from up, so it started on October 15th and ended on December 7th. And I think the big reason for that is that you didn't go through two holidays, you went through one holiday. The challenge with that is a lot of people didn't get the word, and so there was a lot of last-minute enrollment, huge traffic in that last week, and I know some folks had a hard time getting through, getting a hold of people. So if you are smart enough to review your coverage this year, I really encourage people to do that, particularly on the drug side. If you see something that's a better deal, you got to do that review earlier, because it just makes sure you have the opportunity to speak to someone and get the help you need before you get close to that deadline when there's sort of a mad rush.
That's good, Nate. Yeah, I went to the website already, and it's got, you know, you go to the planprescriber.com, and you can go in and just put in some basic information, and you can find all the plans that are available, and it'll let you compare them. I mean, I'm looking at plan A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, N. It's got all of the Medicare supplement plans, the premium per month, the details, the coverages. I mean, it's all right there, and I don't have to talk to 50 different agents or try to sort all this out. It's all right there on your website.
Yeah, we really try to, you know, Medicare has a website, too. They have Medicare.gov, and that's a great resource as well. What we've really tried to do with Plan Prescriber is make it senior-friendly, if you will. We've done a lot of, I should say, the folks at Plan Prescriber, who we partnered up with a couple of years ago here, they do a ton of user studies, and they really focus on older folks. You know, they go to senior centers and things like that, and they look at how these people interact with the Internet, some of the challenges that they have, and then they redesign the website to meet those needs. You don't see a lot of that. You know, websites are, you know, we think of the Internet like it's been around forever, but it's, you know, gosh, it's barely 12 years old, you know, for most of us. I didn't even have an email account when I was in college. You know, it's, and most of the websites are built for a younger audience, but we've really tried to make Plan Prescriber very senior-friendly, very easy to use, and, you know, if you're new to Medicare, hopefully fairly easy to navigate.
Yeah, well, I am not a senior, but I have my challenges of getting through some of these websites.
I do too.
And I know seniors that are much more savvy on the computer than I am. And so I'm going through this website, and it's pretty cool because you can go on here, ladies and gentlemen, you can click and say, here's what I'm looking for, and it lets you pull up all these plans, and it tells you what you can get. And I tell you what, it's just going to be helpful to me, Nate, in working with my clients who sometimes ask us about this, and we go, well, you know, let us see if we can help, but this will be a good resource for us to use and to be able to evaluate these plans. So anything that people really should know right now as they are, you know, evaluating whether they want to make a change, if somebody's got an existing Medicare supplement plan, they could flip over and switch to another during this annual period?
No, so what you can do during the annual enrollment period is you can review and change your prescription drug plan.
Okay.
So you can have a standalone prescription drug plan, or you can review and change your Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
So there are three big gaps in Medicare. The original Medicare benefit is fantastic, but it has gaps. It does not provide prescription drug coverage. It does not have deductibles and coinsurance, and they're different for Part A than for Part B, and this, you know, the deductibles can reset, and then there's all this cost sharing, and there's no cap on your out-of-pocket costs.
Oh, really?
So you can, if you're just on original Medicare, you can have a really big bill just with prescription drugs, but if you get hospitalized, something major happens to you, there's a lot of costs that you can incur. So, you know, the Medicare Advantage product basically combines original Medicare, those A and B benefits that you get, with a prescription drug benefit. and you get all that from private insurance company, and then it puts a cap on your out-of-pocket costs. So it works a lot like traditional Medicare, but it includes the prescription drug benefit, and it caps your out-of-pocket costs. The average cap is $4,500. And that's, you know, that's with some cost sharing. So I think the statistic is that 85% of seniors will reach $3,400 in out-of-pocket costs. And so, you know, at $4,500, you're a smaller percentage than that. But those ranges, those numbers move up and down. The maximum out-of-pocket limit for any Medicare Advantage plan is $6,700. So if income is an issue, if monthly costs are a real issue, I'd encourage people to look at Medicare Advantage, because particularly in Florida, about 70% of the plans are available with $0 in addition to what you already pay for Medicare Part B. So you can enroll in the plan, it costs you nothing extra month, and you get that out-of-pocket limit on your expenses, and you get at least a basic prescription drug benefit, if not a better benefit. Plus, there are things like dental and vision coverage that get muddled into those plans a lot.
That's
now, as you
good.
Said, a lot of people are on supplements. You know, we sell the supplements on our site. The average price Medicare supplement is about $160 a month, and then there's a prescription drug plan that, you know, you have to add that onto that. That's about $30. So you're looking at, on average, about $190 a month between if you combine a supplement and a prescription drug plan. The supplements are medically underwritten in most states, including Florida. So it can be hard to switch out.
Okay.
It's not impossible, but it's you're going to have to typically be medically underwritten. Some insurance companies will let you go from an F that they sell to an N that they sell or something like that. But
not switching companies.
The annual enrollment period is not to let you go freely from MedSup plan to MedSup plan.
Okay, Nate. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. And Nate Burr has been our guest, Medicare Consumer Specialist. eHealth is the company, ehealthinsurance.com for the individual and family medical coverage, and then planprescriber.com for all the Medicare coverage. Nate, thanks for being on the program with us.
Hey, David, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.